The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM.
Oh great, I need the toilet now, this is rubbish. You're listening to the Thank Rod It's Friday show. I am myself, the Rod, and you are yourself, the miserable sods who listen to this show. Now, this show, guys, is going to be slightly different because it's that magical time of year again.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Father Christmas. You're listening to Rodders FM because you've got nothing better to do. This year, I'm so disgusted with Rodders' behavior that he's getting Andrew Sachs' granddaughter, Amy Winehouse, and Karen Matthews in his stocking. Ho, ho, ho!
That's right. You're listening to Rodders FM. This show is brought to you courtesy of that horrible woman, Karen Matthews. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for that jingle, but I don't care. It's Christmas. Come on. My mate excused himself from doing any work at school. I just go, Nikos, shouldn't you be doing... Oh, I've given his name out. Oh, bollocks. I mean, Balderdash. Sorry, Nikos. And he just goes, sod it, it's Christmas. I can't be here to do work. Hello to Zach. Hello to Fat. Hello to... What's her name? Jess. Oh, sod it. Hello to Amar. I'm not going to list everybody's name. It'll get... This is the name show. Oh, hello. Let's say no. Oh, more names. Peter. George. Zach needs a beer. I don't care. This is a Rodders FM. I'm really not in a festive mood tonight. It's going to be a cracking show, though, tonight with a phone-in topic. And also, may I just say, a big thank you to DJ Shane out there. I was only going to have an hour on one radio, but thanks to Shane, I think we should stop the music just for Shane. Thanks to Shane, he's given us a whole 2 hours. So tune into DJ Shane, the One Radio Request Show, every Sunday, 7 till 9. That is on oneradio.org. His name's Shane. He's not a pain, and he's probably insane. And he literally has so many songs. He must download them illegally or something. But this show is brought to you in association with Kidnappers Anonymous and Shane. Right, let's cut to the chase. Topics tonight. What is the worst Christmas present you have ever received? And I just want to... Rodders FM News. Over the festive period, Rodders FM is going to be revamped. Notice I'm in a new room. This used to be a garage. That's how much my parents like me. No, it's been beautifully converted. I've got the Rodders FM official toilet over there. It's been a crazy, crazy afternoon for me, though. Also, hello to my mate, Paddy. He has been working on a radio station called Radio Christmas.
Ho, 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 you're listening to Radio Christmas. Are you sick of Christmas? You will be now. It's Paddy's show.
Yeah, Paddy's been doing a radio show in which he falls over the switchboard and stuff and hangs up on people, etc. Go to radiochristmas.co.uk. You may think, oh, that sounds really naff, but give it a chance, okay? Because it's a proper community radio station. It's not like these fake local stations that pretend to pay. You know, you've all heard this sort of thing. Hi. Oh, hang on, let me, wrong effect. Hello, hello. You're listening to 794 FM, playing today's best mix. More variety, more sausage. Now I'm going to play the exact same song I played 3 minutes ago. Why am I going to... The voiceovers always sound like they're going to soil themselves. It's ridiculous. Right, I'm looking for a sound clip here, because, oh dear, also you can ring me 0844-8844-831, that is my, Skype line tonight. But this is a clip of me phoning Radio Christmas, because they had actually been talking about Burger King releasing a perfume called Flame, which I think is a horrendous joke. So, you know, I thought I'd phone into Radio Christmas. So here's the me talking to Paddy.
Butter the spotlight, either black or white, it doesn't matter.
Paddy, by the way, you had me on hold for ages. I was not amused.
Get Kate where Kate fly. with D-A-N-C-E, Dance, on Radio Christmas. I think we've got a caller coming through.
Well, you can spell better than me, Paddy. Congratulations.
On the line to talk about the quiz question we just asked earlier about what was the highest grossing film in the UK. So, oh dear, that was a bit of a mic squeak there, but I think we've got Rodri on the line, have we?
Hello, I'm Rodri. You're listening to Radio Christmas.
Oh, we might be having a bit of trouble there.
He's muttering to
fade him in.
Which is the phone fader? Oh, is it this? Okay.
My objective here, Paddy, was not to play this and embarrass you. That's probably the effect it's having. I just thought I'd play it to kill some airtime. But I really should have edited this. Ah.
We got the. I think he might be on the line now.
Hello, Rodders. Are you there?
Okay, we're having a bit of trouble getting in contact with Rodders, but for now...
But please leave your message after the tone. Paddy, you can get a job doing people's voicemails. And when you finally got me on the show, I just yell, good afternoon, Paddy and Alex! And I was all enthusiastic, and you don't hear that bit on the radio. So the one part of the day I've been enthusiastic, you ruined it.
Now, we'll just read out the answers to the actual quiz questions.
We think we can get Rodders back on the phone now, so are you there, Rodders?
Ah, there we go. There we are. Hey, Rogers.
Wow, your show is going so smoothly. I knew you'd break something sooner or later.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a problem with the faders. I hear you've, well, not really. I just didn't press them up. But I hear you've got an answer to our quiz question.
I do. I'm reckoning that the highest grossing film of this year is The Dark Knight. And tragically, because of Heath Ledger's death, I think more people went to see it because of that.
Do you want us to do a little comedy sound effect if you got it right or wrong? That was a. It's
really?
It's
I know. But also, you know, you said how about Burger King releasing a perfume?
Yeah.
Is that really true?
Yeah, it's apparently, according to Alex, it's the it's burger flavour. No, it's burger.
Well, it smells of burger.
Yeah.
It smells of burger.
Disgusting though. Isn't it?
Yeah. I know.
The smells I associate with burger bars and places like that is fat being fried. And sweaty armpits, so I don't know, the perfume must be absolutely disgusting. I'm not putting that on
so
my
the, the fat goes on the sweaty armpits, basically. I wonder if it's actually antiperspirant, if it is actually just a perfume.
It's got to be a joke, because who in their right mind would buy their girlfriend or someone a flame grill sweat from Burger King?
Now, this is so funny. Paddy makes a really witty remark here, and then I think his co-host Alex glares at him, going, you can't say that! This is Radio Christmas! You're being controversial!
Other perfumes are available, I hope.
Well, I hope it's probably someone who's morbidly obese wants to smell a burger. Alex is just looking at me horrified there.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Rodders. Is there anyone you'd like to shout out to?
Can I be cheeky and shout out to myself and my radio station or not?
Yeah, of course.
Is that illegal?
No, yeah. You can do it if you like. You can...
It's all non-profit stuff. I do an internet radio show, which is a lot of fun. Paddy listens and contributes with massive bouts of facts and things. He sort of sits there in the chat room researching stuff for us, which is all very helpful.
Paddy, that was brilliant. He just go, maybe if the girlfriend was morbidly obese. Oh, if you had a fat couple, this would be the perfect present because they would literally want to eat each other and all get a bit kinky.
It's called Rodders FM. You go to rodders.com, RHODDERS.com, and there's a webcam and stuff, and it's all a lot of fun, and yeah.
Thank you, mate. Well, thanks a lot, Rodri.
Good job, guys.
Thanks a lot for calling in, and that was very helpful, but that's still open to debate. I think there were two more answers for the final...
Well, that was me on Radio Christmas on the Paddy and Alex show. It was they have a podcast, etc., and it was better than their podcast.
Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis.
Shut up, Paddy.
The quiz questions.
Shut up. Also, worst Christmas presents ever. I've had an email from Shane, and he's emailed in his worst present ever. Now, the typical worst present is socks, right? But this is even worse. Shane goes, someone bought me an odd pair of socks. Actually, A, that's impossible, because socks, you can go on an odd pair. I thought you meant one left and one right sock, but that would make sense, because socks going either the left or the right. Oh my god, how crap is this radio show?
This is Sock Talk with Rodders. Dial in now with your favourite sock.
Hello, we're talking to Maureen. Oh, hello there, Rodders. Hi, Maureen, how are you? Oh, good, good, good. Let's have a very awkward, stilted conversation. Do you like Christmas, Maureen? Yes? No? Anyway, right, Maureen, what's your favourite type of sock? I like knitted socks. Thanks, Maureen. You're listening to
Sock Talk.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about what really makes him sick. You make me f***ing
sick to my stomach. Do you know what really makes me sick? Lazy people. Indifference is sensed to be the word of the week. Absolutely rubbish, right? Because people just come in and they're like, people in this damn country have become so apathetic, so useless. And there is a reason apathetic sounds like pathetic, because you people are pathetic. Apathy, for those who haven't eaten their dictionary today, means lazy, cannot be bothered. This country has got so rubbish that the word meh, M-E-H, meh, has got in the dictionary. Hello to George, if you're listening. That's, he used to annoy me on MSN. I used to talk to him, he'd just be like, cool, lol, meh, cool, lol, meh, cool, long, meh. Well, that was at Christmas. It's ridiculous. Message from Liam, he goes, Rodders, is this a music show or a talking show, effing hell? What do you think it is? It's a talk show, hence I've been talking non-stop for the last 20 minutes. Seriously, get a grip. Anyway, rants aside, it's Christmas, Liam. Let's just be friends. So ridiculous. For instance, I run a drama club at my sixth form college, and it's also a boarding school, and it's called Stand and Deliver. I did some stand-up comedy there. Other people did some monologues and stuff. And at the boarding house, and I've set out an event on Facebook, sent out invites to all my mates in the boarding house, all my mates to the school, and I got 5 replies in the maybe section. In the maybe section. They couldn't even bother to decline it. And guess where these people were? They were in the boarding house opposite the venue where this drama event was taking place. That is laziness. And also another stupid example is I was out with my mates, Dave Face and Matt Face, and went to my favourite pub, the Prince of Wales. Matt Face and Dave Face. It's funny because Dave is just a generic Dave, basically. Everyone has a mate named Dave. He is your average Dave, and Matt is your average Matt. And Matt goes, oh, I really want a pound of crisps. Walks over to the bar. Doesn't say excuse me or anything, so the barmaid doesn't realise he wants serving and carries on cleaning things and walks off. He goes, oh, for God's sake, and just walks off. I said, Matt, just walk round to the other side of the bar and buy the crisps. He was like, No, I can't be bothered. So I go, Matt, think how miserable your evening's going to be without crisps. And it just couldn't be bothered. And I'm actually sick of indifferent, apathetic, pathetic people. They make me sick.
Hello, listeners everywhere. This is the World Service, and you're listening to Thank Rod It's Friday from the BBC. Sorry? It's not from the BBC. Not from the BBC, but how can that be? I don't really see a fine show like that. Are you taking the pee? Well, I'm reliably informed that it's from that lesser-known broadcasting outfit, Rodders FM. Good show, chaps. Keep it up. The quality, yes. Oh, dear. Are we off now?
Yes, we are off. Off our rockers. This is Rodders FM. Let me tell you what else we got on the show tonight. We have the Crappy Cracker. I can't say it. Crappy Cracker competition, where you get to ring in on Skype or on the old smellophone and talk to me about your worst Christmas. Oh no, the Crappy Cracker competition. Yeah, it works like this. We pull crackers, right? And you have to guess the punchlines to the jokes. Also, we're doing our feature, the 12 Days of Kitchmas, which is where you tell me your kitschest or crappest Christmas present. I would really be absolutely interested to know. Let's listen to a list of them. You can get a military blow-up Santa. It's Santa Claus in a combat vest and everything. A Jesus piggy bank. And a whole load of other tat. Let me see a few more. I was deliberately going Kitchmas shopping whilst we got a A credit card rosary. John Calvin chocolates. A holy Barbie. A say a blessing box, which is a little key ring, and you press a button and it goes, God bless you, God bless you. And you can get, actually this is quite good, and I know a friend who collects rubber ducks, so they like this, nativity scene rubber ducks. I think that is absolutely magic. I want a pair of them. Anyway, this is Rodders FM, live across the internet on Rodders.com, and the new Rodcast is out, go and download it. Blah, 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 blah. If anyone's calling for the old crappy cracker competition, they are more than welcome to. Skype lines are now open. So, also, another thing that's been making me laugh lately, on one radio, right, everybody has really unoriginal names. They're all like, DJ Dave, DJ George. Okay, I've got to say it, DJ Shane. It's this DJ followed by whatever your first name has to be. So we're going to make up inventive names for DJs, and somebody is on one radio, not me, Bagsy, is going to be forced to change their name, alright? So the only DJ name I actually like is DJ Danger, although in the current political climate he should be changed to DJ Health and Safety, I reckon. And also we had some very fun, we tried this on the last show I did, and we had some very, very funny suggestions. DJ Armpit has got to be my favourite. Hello caller, don't drop your dishcloth! Oh, great, a load
okay,
of fighting.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, good.
Can you hear me live on Rodders FM, eh?
Yeah, you're live on Rodders FM. It's the most enthusiastic call of the week, da-da-da-da. Live across the internet on Rodders FM. It's just gone 9:30. Welcome to the show, Paddy, how are you?
Thank you.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, brilliant. How was...
I've really got any sparkling chat for you.
Oh, I was really looking forward to speaking to you, and now you just ruined it for me. Oh dear, we've just had a really imaginative suggestion for a DJ name. Do you want to hear it, Paddy? Shane writes in, DJ Tit. That is the worst suggestion we've had all night, and we've only had one. Oh, I'll tell you something ridiculous. You have no idea how stupid our listeners, my listeners are generally. Because I got a call off a listener at 3:30 in the morning. Okay, my fault for leaving the phone lines open, but I was so angry it woke up the whole house. We're going to ring him later on.
You didn't do a show for him then, did you? Just him and you?
I'm not that desperate. I'm really not that desperate.
I think you should just do a personal show for whoever just rings in.
I'm writing this down, 3 a.m. call, so I actually remember to do it later. Because I can say, coming up next on Rodders FM, it's... Oh dear, and then I forget what I'm going to do. So, you know, we have an interview with Madonna lined up and I just forget to call her.
Don't you always find that you kind of trail things and then you just don't do them for the rest of the show?
Yeah, like start the show. What's the worst Christmas present you've ever had?
Say it's probably when you receive clothes, which your parents are going to buy for you anyway. So I do remember I got a, you're probably not going to believe this, but I got a Lycra Santa outfit 3 or 4 years ago.
What, a Lycra? That's pervy. Yeah. That is really quite pervy.
It was red, with like, kind of fur on the side.
And leather straps?
Yeah, well, I did receive it from a friend. I'm not going to disclose sex because I want to appeal to all audiences.
Sex? What, you swing both ways is what you're saying? Sorry, you walked into that one. But it's awful, that costume.
Ho, 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 Merry Pervmas. Sit on my knee, little girl. Do you want a pony? I don't care.
I'm doing spanking gestures on the rod cam.
Ho, ho, this is Father Christmas here, and you're listening to Rodders FM. Because you've got nothing better to do. I think Rodders has been so naughty this year, he's going to get Jade Gooding in his stocking. Ho, ho, ho!
You're listening to Rodders FM.
Hello.
Hello, Paddy, you're back on the show. Hello.
Okay, great.
Wicked. What do you think of this background music? What do you think of this background music? Really gets me in the festive mood. Not, can't be bothered of it at all. I'm so angry now, Paddy. It's ridiculous. Let's have a blast of rap metal. Rodders FM. It's a Christmas special. Hence the rap metal. Yeah. Right, Paddy, hold there. We're gonna do this. Press this button right here, and we're gonna play the crappy cracker competition.
Now I say, Marmaduke, let's pull a cracker. Oh, good idea, Cuthbert.
No, no, Rudolph, these won't do. These crackers are crap. They need more gunpowder. Ho, ho, ho.
A one, a two, and a three.
Boarding, boarding.
That's right, it is the crappy crapper cracker. I can't even say it. Can you say it, Paddy?
It's a tongue twister indeed. Crappy Christmas cracker competition.
Crappy cracker competition.
Oh, crappy cracker competition.
God, honestly, I'm mortally insulted.
Three C's.
Right, let's go for which is more than... Oh, I was going to say something horrible then. I was going to say that's more than you'll get in your GCSEs. That's more than you've got in your GCSEs. I'm just in such an evil mood tonight. You've got a...
How does this competition work?
It's more like on this show, how doesn't it work? We're going to pull some crackers now. I'm going to find a cracker right here. I've got loads underneath my desk. I'm going to try pulling one. There we go. They're definitely working. between number one... pick a number between one and five. We've got labelled crackers under the desk.
I was going to be really crazy and pick six, but I'm going to go for four.
Whoa, you rebel. Hang a minute. Ready? Pull it. One, two, three. All right, then you have to guess the punchline to this. Did he hit in the eye? We've got a load of questions, and you've got to guess the answer. And if you think of a more amusing alternative, then you'll get the point. What do you call a short-sighted dinosaur?
I don't know. Tyrannosaurus contact lens? Oh, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
No. Do you think he's Saurus? It's the oldest one in the book. Oh, I've got another one. I love this. This is a way of getting in jokes about deaf and blind and disabled people. You just say...
it's being really offensive.
Like, why wasn't the dinosaur allowed to play football?
I don't know, because he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly. You can just get... Are you saying not me? You can just get away with saying offensive things. You just say it's a dinosaur. Yeah. Okay, I've got another dinosaur joke. What do you call a dinosaur who's deaf?
Deaf?
Yeah.
Deaf?
Yes.
What?
Pardon?
See what I'm doing there?
Who? What?
What? When? Where?
Pardon?
I was feigning being deaf.
Can you speak a bit clearer? I can't hear you.
It's probably the mic. One sec. Is that better?
Pardon? What? He's cutting himself off.
Oh, God.
Oh, I thought you'd hung up on yourself. I was doing the same joke on you. Paddy, this is getting dire. What do you call a deaf dinosaur? No, you call it whatever the hell you want because it can't hear you. Why would you invite a mushroom to a Christmas party? Oh, no, we haven't pulled the cracker. How do I know? I must be able to see through the crackers. Okay, pick a number. Seven.
It's a very long joke.
Why would you invite a mushroom to a Christmas party?
Because mushrooms are notoriously good at parties.
Close.
I have no idea.
That is close.
Is it?
Yeah, people.
That's
in,
close.
People in the chat room, have you got any suggestions? Oh, Jess has got it in one.
Oh, God.
It's because he's a fun guy. Anyway, thank you for playing. I hope you've enjoyed this.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I'm just typing something very unprofessionally.
I'll put this all out when I edit it I'll edit this show.
Oh, yeah, Paddy is now officially our editor. Well, not officially, because as far as I know, you haven't done anything.
That is true.
You could have
shown anything.
You could have listener Nikos syndrome, which is where he says he'll do market research. I say, Nikos, have you got any feedback from people about the show? You go, yeah, I'm just going to send the emails off now. You idiot.
Or he can just give fake research. Yeah, just make it really funny.
He made it all up, and it's not funny at all. It's depressing, and it makes me sick. Thanks for calling.
Friday Fangrodities.
www.oneradio.org.
Didn't go for all of you, but some of my listeners are so stupid. You wouldn't believe it. I got a call, right, at 3 a.m. Okay, it was my fault for leaving the Rods FM studio line open. But, 3:30 a.m. in the morning, right, somebody calls me. And they say, Rodders, your show is effing brilliant. Yeah, thanks, I already know that. Not meaning for me to be cocky. I go, yeah, thanks, I already know. And then he goes, I'm listening live now. I said, look, it's 3:30 in the morning, I'm not doing a show now. He said, but I can hear it. I said, are you sure you're not listening to a podcast? What a muppet. I mean, I love the fact that he gave me a compliment at 3 in the morning, and I wonder if he was drunk. It was really annoying because it woke up my entire family. And then he goes,
oh, all right, is George Brooks your co-host?
And George Brooks was an old school friend of mine. So it all makes no sense.
Oh, thank God, it's Friday. Get the podcast at rodders.com, RHODDDERS.
Hello, you're listening to Rodders FM. It's a Christmas special. We're talking tonight, what's the worst Christmas present you ever had? My worst Christmas present has got to be a box of rocks. No joke. The posh name for it, right, is a geology kit. I find no interest in looking at rocks. I don't see the point. Most boring present, it was just literally a load of crumbly rocks that just disintegrated to dust as soon as you touched them. Apparently they were volcanic or igneous. I was like, oh, thanks. Hello, caller, you're on the show! Oh, God, now we've got a blooming conference call. I hate this. Hang on a bit, I need to dip the background music a bit.
Da-da-da.
Callers, you're on the show. Can I come back to you? Can I come back to you in a second, guys? Because I'm just about to do something important. A rodhead phoned me at 3:30 a.m. and woke me up. So, I'm going to ring him now. So,
that's a bit rude.
Yeah, but although he phoned me up with a compliment, he goes, your show's effing brilliant.
No, not like that. It's rude to us, because we've called you.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
Not to put too fine a point on it, mate.
Oh, all right, all right. And as tradition dictates,
End this call, mate.
All right. Keep your cool on. But also, guys, Chappers, the traditional thing has happened. My dad's walked in with a mug of tea.
Oh.
Hurrah. Good old my dad.
You had a review on iTunes, didn't you, which mentions your dad's bringing you cups of tea.
I do. And Dad, come back. Can you just say hello to Chappers? Chappers wrote about you on the iTunes review. So lean over here, put these headphones on, and speak into this red thing called a microphone.
Hello, Chappers.
Hello, Dad. I wrote a review about you on iTunes saying you're the best part of Rodder's podcast. I said, what other internet show has their father bringing them a cup of tea and saying hello to the listeners?
Maybe what's Georgina has her grandfather bring it in, you know, when she's working at night. Do you reckon? Do you reckon she does?
Georgina Bailey, that is.
Yeah, yeah, you know, Russell Brand's a bit on the side.
Oh, dear, this has all got very disgusting. He's lowered the tone already.
I haven't. I just find it out. Controversial, absolutely.
Well, I suppose we have had Sharon Matthews in our... No, Karen Matthews in a jingle already, so it can't get much worse tonight.
It's the Ministry of
Bad Taste. I can't open my window.
Yeah, sponsored by my dad. Can I have my headphones back, please?
Of
course
you can have your
headphones
back.
Okay,
right,
cheers then, Chappers.
Bye!
Bye!
See you, Rodder's dad.
See you, Dad. Oh, dear. All right, guys. Say the magic word to stop the music, Chappers. Yeah, thanks, that'll do.
Crotch.
It's the word of the week. And thanks for saying crotch. It's made me snigger into my tea, and I've got tea all over the computers. This isn't good enough. Right, this is the bonehead that rang me at 3:00 a.m. Oh, great. Can he answer the phone? Maybe he's gone to bed already, because he's too tired of ringing me at 3:00 a.m.
Maybe he works nights.
Well, this is promising.
You leave your message after the tone. When you've finished recording, you can
might as well leave a message then.
If you want to re-record your message, press the hash key at any time.
Alright then, mate, it's Rodders here from Rodders FM. You phoned me at 3:30 a.m, so I guess I'm talking to the bloke who doesn't know AM from PM. And, you know, I just want to know, why did you phone me at 3 a.m? You phoned me saying, I'm glad you like the show and I'm very pleased that you listen and everything, but you said, oh, this show's effing brilliant and you're listening to it now. You were listening to a podcast, a pre-recorded bit of stuff. I was meant to be sleeping. You woke the whole house up and my dad was so tired in the morning, overslept, was late for work and got sacked, so now we're on the dole. No, that's a lie. I was just trying to send you on a guilt trip. But, you know, why phone people at 3 a.m, honestly? I'd love to know. Drop me an email, radio@rodders.com, because you can send emails at any time of night, because they won't wake me up. Or, actually, I'm going back to air in a couple of minutes, so if you ring me before the hour of 11 p.m. on the 19th, Friday that is, we can talk face-to-face, man-to-man. All right, thanks, mate. Ta-ra! All right there, guys.
Oh, good message.
You know, I love the fact his answer phone message was him dropping the phone. I've just got this image. That was me doing an impression, not having a mental fit. But I've just got this image of this guy gooning around going, is going, record your message. I know it doesn't do a countdown, but it should do. Record your message in 5, 4.
Oh, I don't want to say. I'll have a quick practice. Hi, this is I don't know what my name is. Leave a message off the tone. Clunk. Oh, that'll do.
You know, please leave a message after the clunk while he drops his phone. Because I didn't want to be too rude. I hope I wasn't too rude to him on the answer phone message. That wasn't the objective. I just wanted to know why. Why, you muppet.
Where's Mystic Mug?
Where isn't Mystic Mug? We're speaking here to Chappers, and who's the other bloke?
Eduardo.
Can't he speak for himself? Eduardo?
Chappers is my agent.
Alright, Chappers, I'd like to book the famous Eduardo for a conversation in about two seconds. Will that be okay? Has he any prior commitments?
No, apart from smoking.
You Rodders, smoke?
What a pleasure it is to be on Rodders. Yes, I do.
Good for you. That makes you so cool.
If this radio show or podcast is being listened to by anyone that...
has died of smoking... Industry,
you can get in contact with me through Peter Chapman, and I like Benson and Hedges. They're the greatest cigarettes in the world, and I even wrote a song about it, which is on iTunes. So, Benson and Hedges, please send me free cigarettes.
Yeah, send him free naughty sticks, because they're damn
What's
naughty.
Wrong with smoking?
Did I say anything smoking. Was wrong? Did I say anything was wrong with it? No.
I mean, don't want to fall out with you so early on in our relationship.
I'm endorsing your coolness, but I was about to say, if anyone's listening who has died of smoking, I'm really sorry that you're dead and everything. Guys, do you want to play the Crappy Cracker competition?
Yes.
If you sneeze on my jingle, I'm going to be so angry.
I say, Marmaduke, let's pull a cracker. Oh, good idea, Cuthbert.
No, Rudolph, these won't do. These crackers are crap. They need more gunpowder. Ho, ho, ho.
A 1, a 2, and a 3.
Yeah, oh, come on, let's do it. Go to totallychappers.com. No,
Sunday nights, 8 o'clock. Thank you.
No, seriously, I was sounding sarcastic then, but I honestly like his show. It's novel, although I think by the end of your shows, it's a call-in show, and you're a gibbering wreck. It's just you going, "Oh, Eduardo, you're on the show," and everybody calls in. You have about 10 people in a conference call. You cry in the corner while the inmates literally run your stupid asylum. Message from the. I'm asserting myself. Take notes. Well, I've been Chappers. Chapped lips. Oh, I'm so witty. Paddy.
Oh, I was Christmas shopping today, right? Walking through Crawley and West.
Oh, right, I'm turning your fader down. we had a message from the chat room. And I think if Paddy goes, Paddy is behind the times here. He types and he goes, "Please ring up the guy who phoned you at 3:30 a.m. and tell him," I'm quoting, I'm not editing out a swear word, "tell him you beeped his granddaughter." Paddy, your brain is on a delay. I did that already. What's wrong with you? Anyway, Crappy Cracker competitions. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Can I just say, Rodders, why is Chappers going first? Because, like...
Alphabetically. Seriously, this is... Guys, this is getting dire. You've been on the phone for... Oh, God, ages.
10.
All right. That was me pulling a cracker. And,
Nice.
Oh, no. Now I can't find the bit of paper on the floor because it's gone flying out of the cracker. Oh, dear.
I pulled a cracker once.
Did you? What was it like?
I can't continue the joke due to your Hitler-esque regulations on this show.
Say anything, just don't say an excessive swear word. Like, you know, because everyone's...
Well, it involves a lot of... and references to sexual diseases as well, so...
Sexual diseases, you can say. Because, like, that's just...
Well, graphically, though.
Oh, right, then don't bother.
It's liquid.
What is Father Christmas's favourite type of pizza?
I would say Father Christmas's favourite type of pizza would have to be the Hawaiian.
Nope, it's one that's deep pan, crisp and even. Pick a number.
Easy enough.
You've done his, it's me.
Oh,
No.
Chappers.
Hey, Eduardo, I is MC Eduardo.
Let Chappers speak. Chappers, chap lips.
Seven.
Okay, why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Did he have low elf esteem?
Yes, correct. So that is...
You know what? I'm going to say something here, right?
Oh, does it begin with F?
That wasn't even Rodder's proper answer, right? There's no chance. That was such a good answer that Rodder's had something else written down, less funny, right? And just...
Oh, great. You're one of these people that veto funny people by going, huh, well, I didn't find that funny. It's like the job of the heckler is almost so much easier.
Come on, Ed. Pressure's on.
Because...
I'm stifling his development.
Yeah, I'll stifle you in a minute.
I have a millstone around his neck.
You're the guy at the comedy club who heckles the comedian. He does a brilliant put-down. He goes, yes, well, I still don't appreciate your sense of humour. Huh.
And if he heckles me, I'll punch him square in the nose.
I'll email you an abusive email, young man. Right, we're going to go for this next. What was England's first chiropodist?
Oh, I know this one.
Yep.
Chappers, you want a hint?
Well, it's your question, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, yes. Scholl, Dr. Scholl.
No, the joke is, I'm going to let you have that, because this isn't even funny, William the Corn Cutter.
What's that got to do with Christmas?
I have no idea.
Who writes your material, Rodders?
The Daily Mail, the most racist paper on earth.
Don't read the Daily Mail.
This is actually an article from the Daily Mail about Christmas crackers. And it's like, have you noticed, ever since they opened immigration, Christmas crackers have been getting less and less funny. That's because immigrants are taking all the jobs in the cracker factory. That's not racist, it's a fact. Love your little friend, the Daily Mail, Nazi Mail. All right, cracker number 6. It is... A wonderful, wonderful thing. Why should husbands make the early morning tea for their wives?
Is it because
there's an Albanian in your
because
backyard.
The Bible says Hebrews.
Yes, Hebrews. Yeah. What's the score now? I've actually lost track.
It's 2-2.
It's 2-2 to the nerd pants. Is there anything else you've got to wrap this up because I've got to go to a song. Apparently, my producer is swearing at me.
Hang on, before we go. Can you just announce that I defeated Eduardo?
You did it by bumming Rodders and no other way.
I'd agree with that. And the winner, it's Chappers. And now the door closes on this chapter of Rodders FM. Should I do that again?
That was 32 minutes, that call.
What a waste of time.
Why have we been on for 32 minutes?
I'm so glad Skype is free. I'll see you later, guys. Thank you for calling. We're going to listen to a bit of unsigned music now. This is Tribal Vibe. Check them out at www.tribalvibe.com. Yeah, it's .com. Tribalvibe.com. TRIBALVIBE, if you can't spell, for some unapparent reason. Here we go. Here is... One of their newest songs here is Can't Sleep.
Can I feel my eyelids flutter inside my mind? This isn't real. I'm in a new world where I am blind. And I can't sleep, trying to concentrate on my thoughts. How can this be? When all I know is what I'm taught. I'm trying to see the life that's put in front of my eyes. I aim to be a constant wave where I'm hypnotized. But I want to prove to me that I can stop dreaming. Though I know you, know that you will turn me insane. So I've got to pull away from this human brain. But when I get through the loneliness that causes me pain, how will I get through this loneliness that causes me pain? See, life that's put in front of my eyes. I aim to please a constant wave where I'm hypnotized. But I want to prove to me that I can stop dreaming. Though I know that you will turn me insane. So I've got to pull away from this human brain. When I get through the loneliness that causes me pain, how will I get through this loneliness that causes me pain?
It's rodders.com. Do try to remember.